Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's working to reopen the recently closed Tyson Food plant in Joslyn. Pritzker says he knows the roughly 2,500 jobs that were lost will be felt across the Quad Cities region.
I called the UFCW leader there, and I called the CEO of Tyson. And I said, what can we do to get that plant back open again? The Tyson folks said, we want to sell the plant. We'll sell it as soon as possible if we can find a buyer. So you know what? The state of Illinois is working like hell to find one.
Pritzker was speaking during a campaign stop in Rock Island on Saturday at Local Union 25. He was joined by fellow Democrats, State Senator Mike Halpin and Representative Greg Johnson. The election this November will be a rematch between Pritzker and Republican Darren Bailey. Independent Colin Corbett is also in the race. An independent study of five eastern Iowa cities finds that nitrate levels in tap water can vary between neighborhoods. Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough reports it indicates some communities could face more health risk than others.
In a study conducted over 5 months this year, environmental scientist Kemyer and Cheyenne sent samples from home taps to the University of Iowa. The data shows that in cities like Cedar Falls and Waterloo, without centralized waterworks, nitrate levels vary across neighborhoods.
Yeah, you have a town, half of it is drinking high nitrate, the other half not. What can be done? I don't know. Long term, we have to fix the upstream.
No taps exceeded the federal limit of 10 parts per million, but many exceeded 5, which some studies tie to elevated cancer risk. Utilities recognize some wells have higher nitrates than others, but say all the water is safe to drink. I'm Gavin McGough, IPR News.
Some residents in towns downwind from Clinton have complained about a foul odor in the past few months. According to Brian Hutchins with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, Clinton expanded its water reclamation facility without the required air quality permits. He says after 8 months of not getting enough information to process those permits, the city will soon face fines.
Typically, in a process like this, you have a byproduct called hydrogen sulfide. So that's the stuff that can smell like rotten eggs.
The Clinton mayor said in a public meeting weeks ago that a hydraulic failure from a nearby processing plant has complicated operations and unexpectedly added to the stench. Four Quad City area actors are in a new feature film to be screened in Davenport on Tuesday night. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has details.
In Tim Connery's new horror flick, The Driftless, local actors Tristan Tapscott, Justin Markson, and child actors Ben and Betsy Berchtold play key roles. The Driftless, which took the Dubuque writer-director 4 years to shoot and produce, will have its QC premiere on Tuesday, September 1st at 7 p.m. at the Last Picture House in downtown Davenport. Connery will do a post-film Q&A with Tapscott and Markson, who play close friends in one of the film's segments, as Justin gives Tristan advice on how to propose to his girlfriend.
Basically, what ends up happening is the whole proposal on the beach that they're camping at ends up getting botched because a cult of masked weird people show up on the beach and, without spoiling too much, interrupts right. The proposal.
Ben and Betsy have main roles in the pool keeper section. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits won 8-4 playing the Beloit Skycarp yesterday at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport. This is WVIK News.